eyes. And I see your big smile face. Don't take that the wrong way. It's not like I ate some bad Mexican food or something like that. It's just that whenever you're in my area, it makes me physically sick. Sicker than a fresh bag of wild chips, baby. You know those new wild chips. Wild chips are called loose stool or anal leakage, as so call it. I just want you to know.
Yeah, we're in the town manager.
That's right. Completely unbelievable. Steve Gutenberg is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Steve Gutenberg. Steve Gutenberg on bass.
Thanks for playing bass with us.
What do you got to say, Steve? What have you been up to lately?
Thanks a lot. The town managers had to come down to Philadelphia from California.
Great.
I was just filming Police Academy 17.
Whoa, I've been waiting for it.
Emmanuel Lewis and me.
Yes.
It's going to be big.
Great. Well, let's hear it for Steve Gutenberg.
Can I take your picture?
To another thought of you, I guess I'm just
You actually don't know what you're going to get till you win.
Do you get sent it
in the mail.
Studio question, right?
And we have to pay the postage, so it's not going
to
be a cinder block.
No.
I
need something to keep the bass drum from moving, but that's not your.
So, callers, what's the number that they should call in? I have no idea. Get lots of feedback. Anyway, here's the question. Who was Inspector Gadget's niece? You know Inspector Gadget? Who was Inspector Gadget's niece and pet? The name of them. pet dog. The niece's pet, that is, right?
Pet dog.
Pet dog. I know what her name is, too. But I'm not
that's
telling.
Right.
The dog. That's the one. All right. Well, anyway. You win something cool.
Does anyone win yet?
In.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe.
I bet not. That's okay, though. Plenty of time
that was
to
too
contest.
Hard. There's so much time
now. Wait.
We're going to play a song.
Ample time for you.
You guys want to call 895-5917 and tell us who Inspector Gadget's niece and her dog, what their names are. Now.
Those sound effects are great.
Did you hear about the vegetarian who died?
I did, but you can still tell the answer.
There's a big turn-up at his funeral.
Alright, what's the next song?
It's a song by the Minutemen. Thank you.
rock and roll. Put the needle in the groove. Spin it around, way down to the bottom of the
What is that?
No. Come on, man. Let me just ask a darn question. Where do you live?
Barracks Bearer.
Do you live Bear Bearvins?
I love Bear Bearvins and Demi's.
Demi. I know. I'm the jerk here. It's me. Thank Tesla, the band that played before us. You guys were great. It's a really hard act to follow. You got this big cornflake on your cheek. Oh, well, in that case.
We'll be right back.
like UPS as brown. Knew I had just like matches up down. That's a good yard, that's a good yard. Now I can win.
Dude, you better just calm down over there.
And it goes out to Rob Levy.
Which I have something to say to you later. Wade Boggs. Buck Rogers.
That's right, Bern. Always thinking for us.
Thanks, Steve Gutenberg.
I love
Steve Gutenberg.
I love Cocoon 4.
Jessica Tandy. She was great in Battery Not Included, too. Don't you think?
I agree.
All
right, this is the time.
Right. Penny and Brain.
Oh, yeah, the question, right? Did you ask it? Oh, you asked it?
No, well, kind of. Who's the little robot on Buck Rogers who goes...
I completely heard it. I just didn't... It didn't...
Okay, we can go again.
A test of the emergency broadcast. This has only been a test. Okay.
And you make me want to go.
Sorry, we had a little problem.
No, we didn't. It wasn't a problem. I was told in my class yesterday that it's a disease, not a problem. So stop calling it a problem.
Is the
bass drum pedal falling off is a disease?
Tweety? I think that is the correct answer for Roger. Not Tweety.
Stop being a scapegoat, Frick.
Tweety, that's what it says here. Tweety,
you're being the scapegoat in this family plan.
I thought the D was a K.
Complete scapegoat.
Tweety. Roger, you have answered correctly. Tweety is correct.
Woo!
That's not the Roger.
Is that the Roger?
The Roger Roger? Does anyone have the answer?
Is he allowed to win the prize?
Mean?
Of course he's allowed. He wins three prizes because you said that. Yeah.
Of course. What am I thinking?
All right. Now I just wanna. Yeah. Say hi to the crowd. How you feeling, crowd? Why don't you let me hear you make some noise? Woo! Come in here. Come in here, please. That's right, we're here now. We're in another area, bringing you our area. If you like to have a good time, let me say call 45.
Call 45.
Call 45. All right. You guys like lasagna, right? You guys like big juicy piece of lasagna on your plate right now. Say meat sauce. Meat sauce, all right? We'll try it again. Say meat sauce. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You heard right. Meat sauce tonight on WKDU. You're missing it if you're not hearing it. And I know you're hearing me. No time to lollygag. I need more Captain Bacon. Is that okay? We need it quiet now. Come on, Frick and Jonk. No, why don't Jonk just cut out completely now? Jonk, what do you have to say for yourself taking up so much time?
I'm sorry. That's right, you're sorry.
I'm gonna ask that's right, you in there. I'm gonna ask an in-studio question. You lucky callers out there have had your chance. And now it's time for our lucky fans here in studio who won the MTV contest. They are here, and now they have the chance to win the prize. That's right, dude. Whoa. All right, you guys feeling good out there? There's a party out so loud. Woo! Yeah. All right, here's the question. Shh, 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 shh. Now no drums and just junk. Cut out completely. All right, Brian, I'll come in Frick, just a little. Versatile, I tell you, versatile. We can do it live at your house. $100, that's it. The couch, we're there. Call us. All right, the question is, for our in-studio people who also the other people around can do, name all the members of New Edition. Who can do it? Who can freaking do it? Oh, I forgot. Did the FCC ban freaking? Oh, and well, speaking of freaking, I got something to say. You guys can ponder the question. But yes, here we are at beautiful Drexel University, who has
on Temple Radio.
Yeah, but we're on Temple Radio. It feels great to be on Temple's campus. A little shady up here in North Philly, though. But either way, there's these people called the Drexel University Sound Technicians. Acronym DUST. How cute. Well, anyway, I just have a beef with Dust, because Dust ruined the WKDU band bash by not knowing how to do their sound and ruined the set by like 40 people. I mean, whatever that means. Wait, one more thing. Does anyone know the answer to the question? They're smoking Dust. can't fucking freaking. I'm so sorry, dude. I'm the worst. That's right, I'm the worst. Anyway, enough of that. Who has the answer to the question?
Oh my God, no one.
You know it?
Well, we have our contestant over here. Steve Gutenberg seems to know the answers, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Gutenberg, why don't you come tell the answer? Come on.
Well,
that's right,
and Bobby Brown.
That's right. Let's hear it for Steve Gutenberg.
My favorite white beaters of all time, next to Mike.
That's right, and he wins government peanut butter.
Ah, government peanut butter.
All right, now.
Okay. He's gonna love this.
Way to go, Steve. Now you can go resume filming Cocoon 14 and Police Academy 6, made for second generation video. I need one more piece of help from the audience. I'm gonna say the word, which I know you all know because you know us. And then I'm gonna say the other word, and then we're gonna go into that thing. You guys clear? Say party!
Party!
Say disco! Still ending. There. All right, so that was great. You have something to say now?
Oh, wow.
Dude, tell that joke that we heard from that scumbag in the rest area.
You mean the one about the donkeys?
The donkeys. Well, go slow.
I can't tell that.
No, we've just got in touch with FCC and we have donkey clearance.
Okay, donkey clearance. Okay, so what did the donkey say?
Wait,
to
do we have another question to ask? Come on, continue with the donkeys.
What did the donkey say to the farmer after he plowed?
Okay, no, quiet. Okay, here's the last calling question. If you haven't won the prize yet, which you haven't received yet, even if you have won, this is your last chance. So everyone, it is this. In how many pieces of ancient Chinese pottery are in a dozen? That's right, call in and you can win the next prize.
What was that question one more time?
How many pieces of ancient Chinese pottery are in a dozen?
That's right. I repeat, in a dozen.
Just in case you didn't hear. All right,
so this is our last song.
This is the last one. Enjoy it.
Tell manager spot.
That's right, what he said.
Enos Cosby.
No, thank you!